After 10 solid episodes, it has now been clearly proved to all of us that starting from centuries past up to the present day, there are countless Jewish organizations, Jewish individuals, Jewish religious denominations, and even Jewish rabbis who staunchly oppose and, for all practical purposes, are fighting Zionism. Their strong opposition and animosity towards Zionism logically carries over to a serious opposition towards the physical manifestation of Zionism, the Zionist monster Israel. But we wonder, does this mean that all these anti-Zionist Jewish organizations, individuals, religious denominations, and rabbis whom we only briefly listed should therefore also be called anti-Semitic? Despite this statement being absolutely insane, this is exactly what the opposition would have you believe. That anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism. So in this episode, we discuss the great fallacy being forced upon the masses. Anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism. As we have said, it is absurd and utterly illogical to consider all the countless Jewish individuals, rabbis, and organizations who are openly anti-Zionist to be anti-Semitic, because that's more self-hating anti-Semitic Jews since the 1800s up till today that both you and I could ever count. So even before we start this episode, it is already crystal clear that there is a stark difference between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. But let's keep on going, because it never hurts to add one more straw which will break the Zionist camel's back. While there is no universally accepted definition of anti-Semitism, there is generally a clear understanding of what the term encompasses. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines anti-Semitism as the hostility towards, prejudice, or discrimination against Jews as a religious, ethnic, or racial group. Delving into the past, it is generally accepted that the concept of anti-Semitism was coined by anti-Jewish German journalist Wilhelm Marr. He claimed that Jews could never assimilate into Germany because the Jews were a separate race from the white Aryan Europeans. Furthermore, Marr claimed that Jews were infiltrating German culture, politics, finance, and industry, so in 1879 he founded the League of Anti-Semites, the first German organization committed specifically to combating the alleged threat to Germany posed by the Jews and advocating their forced removal from the country. But European anti-Semitism didn't start in 1879, because when looking through the bloody pages of Western civilization's history, we find countless instances of anti-Semitism. As Israeli historian Ilan Pappe says, anti-Semitism's origins are deeply rooted in the Christian faith, and Zionism began as a Christian project, which continues to this day. Western civilization's history is full of various anti-Semitic edicts on behalf of the Catholic Church via multiple popes, and mass expulsions of Jews by numerous kings and queens all across Europe. This anti-Semitic sentiment was even blatantly apparent in the founder of the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, who famously denounced the Jews and urged their persecution, especially in his 1543 anti-Judaic treatise entitled On the Jews and Their Lies. This was anti-Semitism in a nutshell. Now, before discussing the concept of anti-Zionism, we want to make it crystal clear that the persecution, oppression, and killing of the Jews based upon their religion and their ethnicity has been a serious tarnish upon history and is not acceptable. But if you really want to look into anti-Semitism's roots, growth, and spread, you need not look farther than Western civilization's long and bloody historical record, which continues to the present day. So now that you know what anti-Semitism is, part two of breaking the great fallacy being forced upon the masses is to understand the concept of anti-Zionism. While there is no universally accepted definition of anti-Zionism, there is generally a very clear understanding of what the term encompasses. Anti-Zionism can be defined as the opposition to the creation of the illegitimate Zionist apartheid settler colonial state of Israel at the hands of foreign imperialist powers over a land which they did not own, and the opposition to the continued illegitimate and illegal existence of a settler colonial apartheid state built upon stolen and usurped land, which continues to expand its borders with no end in sight, and has resulted in horrendous crimes against various religions and nations, namely the indigenous people of Palestine, and has caused massive regional instability and wars in the wider West Asian region. But the anti-Zionist stance doesn't end here because it also encompasses positions such as disagreeing with the policies of a rogue nation that doesn't adhere to established UN resolutions. As chairman of the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People, Papa Louis Fall refers to the contempt by the Israeli government for the resolutions and decisions of the different organs of the United Nations. And as United Nations Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Human Rights, Richard Falk, notes, Israel has cynically exploited the peace process to expand its settlement program and further states that the innocuous terms settlements conceals their true role as Israel's primary vehicle for ethnic cleansing Palestinians through dispossession and harassment. Furthermore, as of 2013, Israel has been condemned in 45 resolutions by the United Nations Human Rights Council. Resolutions such as Resolution 2253 condemning Israel's measures to change the status of Jerusalem as invalid. Resolution 2254, where it deplores Israel's failure to abide by UN General Assembly Resolution 2253. Resolution 3263, calling for an establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East. Resolution 36/15, demanding that Israel desist any archaeological excavations in the Temple Mount. Resolution 36/98, demanding that Israel renounce possession of nuclear weapons and submit its facilities to inspection. Furthermore, all Zionist settlements in territories occupied in the 1967 war are a direct violation of the Geneva Conventions, which Israel has signed. The Zionist regime's refusal to join the NPT. And as former Palestinian Authority Minister Bassem Khoury says, Israel hasn't changed. It is the same colonial entity pursuing the same ethnic cleansing policies it did for decades. Disagreeing with the Zionist entity's treatment of Palestinian civilians and the hundreds of thousands of lives lost in the name of political and religious Zionism through genocide and wars. As is seen in this quote, although the military regime ended officially in 1966, hundreds of emergency regulations are still intact to this day. They severely constrain the political, economic, and social empowerment of the Palestinian community. And as spiritual Zionist Ahad Ham writes, they treat the Arabs with hostility and cruelty, deprive them of their rights, offend them without cause, and even boast of these deeds, and nobody among us opposes this despicable and dangerous inclination. As the permanent observer of Palestine to the United Nations, Nasser al-Qidwa says, the Palestinian people have had to face over the years the denial of their existence, massacres, and the confiscation of their properties. Over the past 2 years, the occupying forces have continued carrying out extrajudicial killings, kidnapping Palestinians, and destroying property and agricultural lands. Opposing the unending oppression, injustice, and corruption at the hands of the Zionists. As honorary fellow of the Parks Institute for the Study of Jewish-Non-Jewish Relations, University of Southampton, Brian Klug says, but Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip is no fantasy, nor is the spread of Jewish settlements in these territories, nor the unequal treatment of Jewish colonizers and Palestinian inhabitants, nor the institutionalized discrimination against Israeli Arab citizens in various spheres of life. These are realities. And as former Speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Avraham Berg says, the Israeli nation today rests on a scaffolding of corruption and on foundations of oppression and injustice. Opposing the Zionist ethnic cleansing of an ancient indigenous population. As president of the U.S. Middle East Project, Henry Siegman says, when asked to reflect on his long history with Zionism and to respond to the assault on Gaza, it's disastrous. When one thinks that this is what is necessary for Israel to survive, that the Zionist dream is based on the repeated slaughter of innocents on a scale that we're watching these days on television. And as United Nations Special Rapporteur on Palestinian Human Rights, Richard Falk, said to the UN Human Rights Council, stating, that Israeli policies in Jerusalem amounted to ethnic cleansing against the Palestinian population. In a letter to The Guardian, Jewish survivors and descendants of survivors and victims of the Nazi genocide unequivocally condemn the massacre of Palestinians in Gaza, writing, "We must raise our collective voices and use our collective power to bring about an end to all forms of racism, including the ongoing genocide of Palestinian people." Disagreeing with the illegitimate Zionist state's unbending drive towards illegal territorial expansion and the necessary structural and physical violence it has to employ to achieve its goals. As Jewish historian biographer Isaac Dusher calls Israelis the Prussians of the Middle East, who have achieved a totstieg, a victorious rush into the grave as a result of dispossessing 1.5 million Palestinians, Israel has become the last remaining colonial power of the 20th century. And as executive director of B'Tselem in Jerusalem, Jessica Montel says, "Perhaps most worrisome was the severe dehumanization of Palestinians that has permeated Israeli society. There was little attention to the human suffering generated by Israeli policies, as if Israelis no longer saw Palestinians as fully human." And as Holocaust survivor and Israeli academic Dr. Israel Shahak says, "It is difficult for a modern Jew educated in Israel to arrive all the way to an anti-Zionist viewpoint, due to the Israeli education system saying, we were completely brainwashed in school, first of all, to hate the Arabs." In this episode, we only had enough time to touch upon just a few of the anti-Zionist positions. As is already clear from this introductory episode, anti-Zionism has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. But don't miss our next episode where we bury the great fallacy of our modern era: anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism. The awakening of the masses has only just begun.